Federal regulators this month are expected to approve a new drug that's likely to become the most expensive medication in history. Zolgensma is designed to treat a rare genetic disease, and its price tag is expected to be $2 million, maybe more. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports on the drug price debate that's anticipated.
Hi. Hi, Kate.
Kate Brown is almost 2 years old.
Hi, Dada. She lays in her bed in the morning and says, Dada, Dada.
Her mother, Rachel Brown, says Kate seemed fine when she was born, sweet and quiet, good at nursing and sleeping.
She was just a dream baby in the beginning. Looking back now, I see all the signs that, I mean, hindsight's kind of cruel in that way. But we didn't know. We had no idea we were carriers for this disease. I had no idea this disease even existed.
This disease is called spinal muscular atrophy. It's a rare gene defect. The severe form affects about 300 American babies a year. And until recently, it was a death sentence for babies like Kate. By the time she was 10 weeks old, she was going downhill fast. Her limbs were floppy, and she hadn't gained any weight in over a month. Rachel and her husband, Patrick, got a call from their pediatrician.
She said to me, I have been up all night. I have been reading. Something is not right with your daughter. You need to go to Children's Hospital. I have called them. Go now.
Spinal muscular atrophy was destroying Kate's motor neurons, the nerve cells that control movements, including breathing and swallowing. But she was eligible for a new drug called Spinraza. It's not a cure, but it helps by compensating for the defective gene. A framed label from Kate's first dose of Spinraza hangs on the dining room wall of the Browns' home in West Boylston.
To other people, it's a piece of cardboard, but to me, it's hope and it's my child's life. Because without this, I know Kate would not be alive today. We have options when so many people before us didn't, and so many people and so many families, you know, they took risks to find this drug. And without them, I wouldn't have my baby.
For all its benefits, Spinraza caused some sticker shock when it came out a couple of years ago. It costs $750,000 for the first dose, and about half that every year for the patient's entire lifetime. Now, Zolgensma, which replaces the defective gene in spinal muscular atrophy, is looking even better than Spinraza in initial data. But it's expected to cost probably $2 million.
This has been anticipated to be the most expensive treatment ever launched in the United States and perhaps in the world.
Dr. Steve Pearson is no fan of high drug prices. He leads a Boston-based nonprofit called ICER, the Institute for Clinical and Economic Review, that's known as a drug cost watchdog. He says Zolgensma's price will be high for several reasons.
One is because it is creating tremendously improved outcomes. It's taking a always fatal condition, and it could be a true cure.
When ICER recently analyzed Zolgensma, it found so much benefit for patients that it broke its own record and said a fair price could be as high as $1.5 million, in part because it is a one-time treatment.
It's different than trying to figure out the price for something that you would take every day for the rest of your life, where you could spread out that cost. We need to wrap up all that value and reward it.
Here's a bit of math. If Zolgensma were a daily pill and a baby lived to 80 years old, the $2 million price tag works out to $25,000 for each year. But Michael Sherman from Health Insurer Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare challenges the idea of calculating a one-time treatment's value based on the number of years it saves.
Now, if you go to the hospital and have your appendix out as a child, or they save your life through some other mechanism, we don't pay the hospital $10 million for saving a child's life. That's absurd. So it may not be the right model for a one-time innovative treatment.
Still, Sherman says health insurers will cover Zolgensma. It would be unthinkable not to.
It isn't about saying no. It's about how do we say yes. But it's also about coming up with fair pricing.
Novartis, the company that owns Zolgensma, promises to work with health insurers to be innovative about payments and make sure patients have access. Still, Associate Professor Rena Conti from Boston University's Questrom School of Business worries that underinsured and Medicaid patients may have trouble getting Zolgensma. That has happened with Spinraza. And she says it could fuel anger about the price of drugs.
We want to encourage innovation, but at the end of the day, we should actually be able to gain access to them without bankrupting our families or bankrupting the system.
Discussions are already underway about creative ways to pay for the most expensive drugs, like paying over time and money-back guarantees. With several more seven-figure drugs expected to hit the market in the next couple of years, those talks are taking on more urgency. For the Browns, Kate's parents, the price of Zolgensma or Spinraza is a moot point because it's not something they can control. It's not clear yet whether Kate will be eligible at some point to get Zolgensma, but if it could help, her parents want it for her. Rachel Brown says she understands the sticker shock.
But I don't want to get bogged down in that one price tag because you can't put a price tag on somebody's life. Like, this is my baby. It's my child. I'm going to do everything I can to get her everything she needs, just as any parent is going to do.
So at least for Kate's family, this very complex issue is very simple. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.